like I'll never see tomorrow. Treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Prosecutors are expected to rest their case today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. It'll be the final day of testimony from his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Then for the defense, ABC's Eric Kotursky says
it's still an open question whether Trump ultimately decides to testify in his own defense. So many legal experts say it would be unlikely. It's far too risky. But Donald Trump is the most unique criminal defendant in American history.
President Biden criticized Trump in weekend speeches in Atlanta and Detroit as he seeks to improve his standing among young black voters. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash in the northwestern part of the country, along with the foreign minister and seven others. He was considered a possible successor to the supreme leader. And the Dolly container ship expected to be refloated and moved today in Baltimore nearly 2 months after it hit the Key Bridge. This is ABC News. After AI announcements last week from Google and OpenAI, this week it's Microsoft's turn at its annual Build conference for developers. ABC's Mike Dubusky has a preview.
Ahead of Microsoft's annual developer conference this week, the tech giant is planning to release some new products. The company says CEO Satya Nadella will talk about the company's AI vision across hardware and software. The hardware part is expected to come in the form of updates to the company's Surface Pro tablets and the Surface laptop. On the software side, Windows 11 is readying an AI Explorer feature, which aims to organize your computer using artificial intelligence. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The football world is remembering the man known as the original Raider. Hall of Famer Jim Otto has died, one of the last players in the league to wear 00. He spent 15 years as the rugged center for the Oakland Raiders in the 60s and 70s. He never missed a game. Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Wisconsin Republicans endorsed banker and real estate developer Eric Hovde as their U.S. Senate candidate at their state party convention this weekend in Appleton. Hovde will face incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin in November. Though the Biden administration moved cannabis into a less hazardous Schedule 3 classification, Milwaukee Democrat State Senator LaTanya Johnson doesn't expect attitudes to change among her Republican colleagues. medical marijuana bill failed to advance in the Wisconsin legislature last session due to opposition by Senate Republicans. And a limited edition elephant bobblehead hails the coming of the Republican National Convention to Milwaukee this July. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum's red, white, and blue elephant has a base that says Milwaukee, Wisconsin 2024. There's more information about it at bobbleheadhall.com. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. There could be some locally heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. A couple of isolated stronger storms will be possible, too. 74 will be our high both today and tomorrow. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Move slowly to my dresser drawers, put my blue jeans on, find my cowboy boots, my button down, strap my timepiece on my arm. Grab my billfold, my pocket change, just mind the soul routine. Then it's out the door and down the street, it's not really me. I still comb my hair the same, still like the same color. Still on. Since you left, everybody says I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, but nobody's home. A cup of coffee in the morning, just food for the brain. I've been numb since our last goodbyes. Haven't felt a thing. But now there's pains in my head and pains in my chest. I think I'm losing my head. I'm half a man with half a mind. Thank you. I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Since you left, everybody says I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, nobody's home. The lights are on, nobody's kind of man she needed me to be. She made a list and laid it there beside me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at 2:45. And to my surprise, she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd have never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
I hear she got a new last name last week. Nobody I can blame but me.
taking me away from all I love. Now all I can say, my oh my repetitive regret, is that I let the girl I can't forget go. My oh my repetitive regret, is that I bet she ain't alone.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit, Repetitive Regret, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. A lot of rain in the area as well. And we could see up to 3 inches of rain, believe it or not, by the time it's all done by Thursday. So going to be pretty wet. Field work will be coming to a complete stop. As simple as that, it looks like here, at least for probably the whole week, because even if Thursday's dry, it's going to take a little bit for everything to dry out, especially if we do get that 3 inches of rain. But we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Lexis Taylor joining us. She is a USDA undersecretary. She was in Menominee at UW Stout on Friday, announcing a new program from USDA to help folks like Stout develop sustainable packaging for some of the specialty crops. And so we're going to have more on that with Undersecretary Taylor here coming up this hour. Don't forget, next month, we're getting ready for June Dairy Month. And we're going to be having some special things throughout June Dairy Month, of course, going on to all the different dairy breakfasts and dairy brunches. By the way, we're going to kick things off, at least with the dairy breakfasts, on June 8th at the Kohler Farm, Highway 85, from 6:30 to 11:30, or 6:30 to 11, rather, with the Pepin County Dairy Breakfast. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100. For one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, Rabobank's recent quarterly report had a warning about the surge we've seen in dairy prices. Tell us about it.
That's right, Lee. We just released our quarterly report, and it's an interesting time for markets. Certainly in the U.S., we've seen cheese prices race higher in recent weeks, largely on pretty good fundamental data that we've seen on lower cheddar production compared with very strong, in some cases, record high cheese exports from the U.S., tightening up that market a little bit. Overall, I think it's good news for dairy farmers versus the challenges that we've seen over the past, you know, more than a year at this point. Focusing on this global supply situation, we still see relative weakness throughout the second quarter, maybe a little bit of a recovery into the second half of the year, but some of that is just due to easy prior year comparable data that it will be easier for places like the U.S. and Europe to make gains. Overall, we continue to see kind of slow but steady price growth throughout this year. I think generally speaking, we called this report searching for equilibrium after a long period of lower supply and weakened demand. I think that things are looking a little bit better into the second half of the year, which is generally good news.
And of course, China keeps sitting on the sidelines as well.
Unfortunately, we do not see a huge demand resurgence from China, but in good news, both in recent GDTs and in general, we have seen some renewed interest from many Southeast Asian nations and Mexico. So hopefully they can make up for China's absence in the market of late.
Lucas, what is Rabobank's position on the avian influenza? Any effects on the market that they see?
I'm not confident in saying that we've seen huge impacts on the market from avian influenza. I think a lot of, especially the cheese market gains, have been due to other fundamental factors. From a supply side, we've maybe seen slight blips in Texas per cow data, for example. I think importantly, on the demand side of things, it's tough to have up-to-date data so far, but anecdotally, from what we've heard, limited negative impact from consumers, which is also good news. So I think overall, it just remains a cautionary watch factor at this point.
Could that affect the U.S. dairy exports in any way from countries that don't want avian influenza to come into their borders?
That remains a watch factor as well. So far, we're not aware of any trade restrictions that any countries have placed. I know that the industry groups are working hard to prevent any retaliation maybe in dairy exports. But so far, all good news on that front with no restrictions implemented yet.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The number of disease cases connected to ticks has more than doubled in the last 15 years, according to the CDC. University of Kentucky professor, emeritus, and extension entomologist Lee Townsend says,
ticks are almost a soup of pathogens and microbes in them that can cause problems both for humans and animals. We find out even more pathogens that are in them and potentially can cause disease problems. Symptoms for many of these things are mild, and they can resemble a summer cold. So in many cases, we may have been exposed to a tick-borne disease, not really had a serious impact from it. So red meat allergy is something that has kind of caught the attention of the nation. It's different from a disease, but another aspect of what can happen if ticks are allowed to feed on us for very long.
Again, the number of disease cases connected to ticks has more than doubled in the last 15 years, according to the CDC. And those were comments from University of Kentucky professor emeritus and extension entomologist Lee Townsend. Join us tomorrow for our PDP Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She said it's just a woman thing, pulled out of the drive. I said not to worry, I'm an understanding guy. I heard that when you love someone, you gotta let them go. She hollered, when I find myself, you'll be the first to know. Ooh, no news. I learned to do the laundry, feed the cat, and clean the house. I promised to be patient while she worked her problems out. When she packed her bags, her destination wasn't clear, but I sensed that her intentions were honest and sincere. Ooh, no news. She could telephone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send a pigeon, send a fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morse code. I prefer a bad excuse, no news. Her mama's been a little vague as to her whereabouts. Her sister says, I'm certain your romance is headed south. I don't have a single doubt that she's still in love. My level of anxiety is just a product of.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lone Star, no news here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good Monday morning. 57 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, all of the contracts are steady. June at 21.46, July 20.64, August 20.22, and September at 19.89. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels were up a half to 212.5. 40-pound blocks up 4.25 to 194.25. 5-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 307, no trades. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 116.5, no trades. Dry whey steady at 41.5, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle and feeder cattle markets are
called higher today. Hogs, though, are called mixed. Feedlots received what they wanted as higher cash unfolded late last week. Both cash and boxed beef prices provided support for the markets, and that will happen again today, especially ahead of that Memorial Day holiday weekend. Hogs, though, they couldn't find really much support with new lows again as traders continue to liquidate long positions. June live cattle opened the day at 181.05, August 179.05, October 181.95. May feeder cattle open at 246.72, August at 259.85, September at 260.85. June hogs opened the day at 96.50, July at 100.05, August at 99.47. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. This is all in regards to a lot of different weather concerns here in the U.S. We still have continued wet weather in many areas of the Corn Belt that have not been able to get in the fields for spring planting. That's helping to support the markets. Of course, in Brazil, we've had that flooding in southern Brazil, and that is still affecting the soybean crop. There's also some weather concerns with the Safrina corn crop, it being too dry, some corn diseases in Argentina as well, and over in Russia, still concerns about what happened earlier in the month with the frost and freeze of the wheat crop there and even in the Black Sea region where it is dry as well, all helping to combine to support prices this morning. July corn up 2.25 to 454.75. September up 2.75 to 465.25. New crop up 3.25 to 479.75. July beans up 4.5 to 1232.5. August up 3.75 to 1229. New crop up 2 to 1205.25. July soybean meal up 10 cents this morning to 368.90. July soybean oil up 8 cents to 45.35. Chicago wheat, July up 17.25 to 668.5. September up 16.5 to 688.5. And December up 15.75 to 712.25. Minneapolis wheat, July up 13.5 to 725, September up 13.75 to 735.25. Energy markets are lower this morning. June crude oil down 34 cents to 79.72, July down 26 cents to 79.32. June gas now down 2 cents to 2.55, July down a cent at 2.54. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 398 to June 401, July 404, new crop 422. Cash beans 1153, June 1158, July 1158, new crop 1123. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 420.5, June 422.5, July 420.5, new crop 426.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 417, June 422, new crop 426. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 399, new crop 421, cash beans 1150, June 1153, new crop 1128. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 412, new crop 421, cash beans 1135, new crop 1118. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 428, June 430, July 432, new crop 431. Cash beans 1194, June 1198, July 1203, new crop 1144. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cassia and June Corn, $3.99, New Crop, $4.21, Cassia and June Beans, $11.55, New Crop, $11.28. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle, $168 to $188, Holstein fed cattle, $146 to $173, market cows, $100 to $137, bulls, $129 to $156, calves, $340 to $990, beef steers, $150 to $327, Holstein steers, $114 to $250. Sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 245 and down, ewes 90 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets, does 125 and down, bucks 235 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. It's better over. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Fade my must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm, it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith. Trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith. Trust in love. Farther on, beyond the shadows of our doubts, we will live where true love never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. We walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. Come on, walk on faith. When the valley is wide, everything inside is telling you to give up. Walk on faith.
Go Mondovi Buffalo. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Seats off from the heat of the sun. Chewing on a Slim Jim, can't stop thinking about him. Yeah, 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 he's the one. Yeah, 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 he's the one. Suntan hands, his muddy river hair, and his thousand acre plans. I'm all shook up like a quarter in a can. Ain't life sweet in the passenger seat? Yeah. I daydream of me and a cold. And I feel of his skin. The windowsill smiles, and before I know it, I'm miles away, sitting next to him. Miles away, sitting next to him. Ooh, life's so sweet right here in the passenger seat. Ooh, yeah, life's so sweet. When I look to my left, see his suntan hands, his muddy river hair, and his thousand acre plans. I'm all shook up like a quarter in a can. Ain't life sweet, sweet, yeah.
goes baby, 1, 2, 3, then he shifts those ocean eyes back to me. Can't imagine a moment any better than this. Then we kiss. Ooh, life's so sweet right here in the passenger seat.
Morning is Undersecretary Alexis Taylor. She was at UW Stout recently to announce a big program with sustainable packaging, and Stout's going to have a part in this, and really a lot of folks in Western Wisconsin going to have a part in this. And thank you to Secretary Taylor for joining us this morning. Well, first, before we talk about this new program that you announced, I understand you had a chance to meet with some cranberry growers and some ginseng growers in Wisconsin on a kind of a tour of Wisconsin. Tell us about some of the things you learned about cranberries. I know some of this stuff, but what did you learn today?
Well, I think one of the things that was so exciting that I saw was just the variety and diversity that cranberry production has. We saw over 3,000 different varieties at the Cranberry Research Station talking about what they're looking for, what characteristics, what consumers are looking for, but also to hear from the growers how the industry has really evolved over the years, from fresh to canned to juice to now dried. And so it was really interesting to just learn a little bit more, I think, about cranberries in particular, but also just the diversity that Wisconsin agriculture has. Obviously, everybody thinks about Wisconsin and dairy and cheese, and got to meet with some of that industry as well. But to see firsthand some of that other diversity that's here was pretty great.
If you get a chance, come back in fall to Warren's, the Cranberry Festival. Get the cranberry taffy and the cranberry honey from Weatherby Cranberry. It's the best. Let's talk about this program, the ACE program. Explain what the program is and how it's going to help Western Wisconsin and specialty crop growers.
Yeah, so the Assisting Specialty Crop Exports Initiative we launched late last year, and we are now rolling out the first tranche of $20 million. It's a $100 million initiative. And what we've been doing since we initially launched this program is meeting with the specialty crop industry across the United States to really hear and understand what are some of the unique challenges that the specialty crop sector have in exporting their products abroad. And so this first $20 million is really targeting at some of the big challenges that we heard across the board, whether you're a small ginseng producer in Wisconsin or you're a big apple exporter in Washington State. First is sustainable packaging. More and more countries are moving towards requirements on no single-use plastics. And we know this is coming. It's a conversation we're having in the United States as well. And so first, $5 million is targeting new development and commercialization of sustainable packaging for our fruit and veg, fresh fruit and veg sector, and supporting the exports in countries around the world. Then we have several products really targeting MRLs, maximum residue limits, around pesticide products. We know these are critical tools, but we also know that exporters and producers can have issues at the border if those tools aren't used appropriately or within the country's regulation that they want to send to. So we want to develop some new information to help those producers know what pre-harvest intervals are, what products can be used for country X, for commodity Y that they're growing. And so it's really about trying to provide more information for our industry. And we're looking for partners. These are notices of funding. So we're looking for people to come to apply for this $20 million. It's broken up over five different target projects for this first tranche. And we're really excited because we think this will be meaningful ultimately for the producers in Wisconsin and across the country.
And for UW Stout, that packaging, well, they are a polytechnic university, that kind of goes right up their alley. They could be the leaders in this, in developing something new from cranberries, ginseng,
potatoes, apples, anything really.
Yeah, it was actually a full circle day. We started meeting with some cranberry producers. We toured the research, the cranberry research center, and then actually the very first project we saw was some students and faculty taking cranberry pumice and turning it into plastic film and other sustainable packaging. And so really saw the full spectrum of what can be done with some byproducts, which today have little value, in the future could actually be an economic revenue stream for farmers. And that's really exciting.
The other part of this, the specialty crops, I'll use ginseng. It's not like the dairy industry where, boy, we've got a lot of data on this country, on that country, what they want, how they want it. They're pretty small. This program, the ACE program, is going to help with that, correct?
Yeah, that's the hope, and that's the goal. So one of the things that we hear a challenge from all specialty crops producers, but in particular the really small folks that like ginseng in Wisconsin, is the lack of data for how products, pesticide products, different tools can be used in a safe way. And we have something called the Codex Alimentarius Commission, which is a big name, but really what they do, they're an international standard-setting body. And what they do is set food safety limits that facilitate trade. But they're science-based, so you have to have data. And so a small industry, but important industry like ginseng in Wisconsin, has a hard time being able to fund that data research. And so one of the projects that we're looking for a partner and funding, that we have funding opportunity for, is exactly that, to help create the data for some of these exporters to be in industries that want to export, to create those MRLs. So importing countries know this level is safe for our consumers in our country, and that will open more doors for our exporters like ginseng.
Finally, Undersecretary Taylor, the program's being announced here in May. We're going to have a quick turnaround to try to get these projects started. Tell us when you're hoping to be able to get that funding out to, let's say, Stout, if they win a grant.
Yeah, so we have a 60-day application period, so we're really excited to see the great projects we're going to get, hopefully some from Wisconsin and UW-Stout. And then we'll be in the review process, but our hope is to announce in the fall the funding for this first $20 million.
USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor, this is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wet weather is expected for the first half of the week in our ag weather forecast. Anywhere from 1 to 3 to even 4 inches of rain is expected through Wednesday. There'll be a dry day on Thursday before rain chances return on Friday. Now for the Memorial Day holiday weekend, there are rain chances now in the forecast for Sunday and Monday, and highs will remain in the 60s and 70s. Cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 71 to 76. Relative humidities at 59 to 64%. South winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the west in the afternoon. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Could see 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 55 to 60, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northeast winds at 5 to 8, anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe. Highs at 69 to 74, relative humidities at 69 to 74%. East winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25, anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches possible.
For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 60 to 65. Thursday, sunshine, highs 65 to 70. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 65 to 70. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Riding is good for both horse and rider. It provides a nice change of scenery. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understanding trail riding practices will ensure you stay safe as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When I was a kid, I rode our horse on several trails. I was always fearful of bees, raccoons, snakes, and low-hanging limbs. You know, things that could startle the horse, bite or sting me, or whack me in the head. Jennifer Nadeau is an equine extension specialist at the University of Connecticut. She says doing some groundwork with your horse at home will help you both handle an uncomfortable situation.
A lot of people talk about teaching your horse how to recover from different situations quickly so that when they encounter something, they get over it. They don't just keep worrying about that thing and let it build up. For example, Stacy Westfall has a lot of different videos about practicing for trail situations, teaching the horse to recover from, you know, something like a spook.
Be aware of your surroundings and ride with others if you can. If you're not sure where to ride, Nadeau recommends asking other horse owners or organizations. State park maps often mark horse trails and look for horse trails online. Before you saddle up, there are some considerations to make to ensure the experience is pleasant for you and your horse.
You really want to think about your horse's level of experience, your level of experience, the difficulty of the terrain that you might encounter, your horse's conditioning, and those sorts of things. And also, if you could add a route that has a water source on it, if you're riding and there's not going to be any water source, or you're going to be riding for a long time, you might want to incorporate looping back to the trailer for a drink.
There are several other things you should bring along. Nadeau says the number one item is a hoof pick in case something gets stuck in the horse's hoof. Carry a flashlight in case nightfall catches you still on the trail. Have a first aid kit for horse and rider, sunscreen and insect repellent for both of you, and rain gear. Find more trail riding tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget.